Welcome to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Their goal is to win the lost, disciple Christians, set the captives free, and see the sick made whole. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org. Now, here is Pastor Gary Culp with today's message.
Well, good afternoon. The Lord bless you. What do we know for sure? God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. Let's pray for souls. Father, we come to you right now in Jesus' name. We're agreeing together for the eternal salvation of every boy and girl, man and woman in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. And Father, not just them, but their past, present, future spouses, all the children they have now in the future and their family members, all grandchildren they have now in the future and their family members, all great-grandchildren they have now in the future and their family members. By faith, we're sending the Holy Spirit to convict every person of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, reveal yourself to each person, your incarnation, your perfect life, the great miracles you did, your death, burial, and resurrection, your precious atoning blood, the revelation and understanding by your stripes we were healed would come to every boy and girl, man and woman. They would humble themselves before you, repent of their sins, receive you, Lord Jesus, as their Savior and Lord, being gloriously born again from above. And you'd get every person, Father, into a good Bible-believing teaching church. That then be baptized in water. Every person will receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We're praying for every Christian to become a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're crying out for every demon-possessed, demonized, and captive person to be set free, and all the sick to be healed from every sickness and every disease. And yes, Lord Jesus, your people to receive financial abundance, prosperity, debt cancellation of their debts, the full blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. And we agree for it, and we thank you for it by faith. But also, Father, we love the Jewish people. We thank you for them. Their greatest need, of course, is salvation. Lord Jesus, please remove the blinders and scales off their hearts and minds. Show them, Lord Jesus, that you're their Messiah, Savior and Lord, and they would be born again from above and baptized in the Holy Spirit. We cry out for them. We also agree with your word, Father. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We agree with you, Father. They have title deed to all the land of Canaan. Please restore all that land to them. And we decree there will never be a two-state solution because that's an abomination. It brings judgment on any leader or country that attempts to do that. So we come against that in Jesus' name. And Father, protect the Jewish people. In fact, Father, we know, Michael, you have assigned to watch over and protect them. We're so glad. And Father God, we cry out to you, Father God, if anyone tries to harm Israel, the Jewish people, you would stop them. If necessary, you would destroy them. And we agree and say thank you in Jesus' name. Father, you revealed through your word, through the prophetic, and even through some of the news that is legitimate, Father, we have things to be praying for and against. So, Father, we right now cry out to you, Lord. We need your help desperately. Would you please reveal, expose, bring to light every terrorist, every foreign soldier, every prisoner, every pedophile, every drug trafficker, every sex trafficker, everyone who has come into America to do evil or harm and wrong, you would bring them into the light. And whether it be through law enforcement or your angelic host, you would drive them out of this country in Jesus' name, and you would never let them do their wicked, evil deeds. And we're agreeing for that and right now in Jesus' name. We also decree, Father God, we recognize the digital currency is from the pit of hell. It's part of the one world government. We come against it in Jesus' name. We pray for every work and assignment, Father God, and everything that the Biden administration, the WEF, and the one world government people are trying to do, we agree all their plans are being sent into confusion and derision. They're fighting among themselves, and they find no agreement for their wicked, evil deeds, and we agree for that right now in Jesus' name. Also, Father God, don't let them create any viruses or pestilences or plagues to be released. If they have created one, destroy it. And if they're trying to create it, Father, burn down the bio labs that are trying to do this evil. Father, we agree no pestilences until after the rapture of the church. And we thank you for that also. And also, Father God, we pray for our power grid. Oh, Father, protect our power grid. Don't let anybody hack or harm our water supplies or our water in our wells or city water, Father God. We come against that in Jesus' name. Don't let them do it. And Father, we pray for abundance of rain, Father. We come against this drought in Jesus' name. We cry out for Gulf Mulcher to come up from the south, send powerful fronts from the northwest, and Father, abundance of rain. Father, in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, we're agreeing for 3 to 4 inches of good soaking rains over the next few days and abundant rain the rest of this year, Father God. And we thank you for it. And we pray for that. For a whole nation. And Father, you've allowed us to understand, Father God, that for some reason, those people who are able to manipulate weather, Father God, and we even know Lyndon Johnson said that the government can do it, we declare, Father God, every attempt to use geoengineering, Father, to bring hurricanes, to bring drought, to bring destruction to America and around the world, Father God, that you would confuse their plans, you would destroy the technology, Father, you would stop and judge anyone who is doing this to America, Father God. Stop this evil, Father. We cry out to you and we decree it in Jesus' name. And Father, we're decreeing over every Christian, Father, we declare your word. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against us in judgment, we do condemn. This is our heritage as servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is from you, O Lord of hosts. So, Father, we're agreeing for all these things right now. We thank you for it, Father. And as we press into you, Father, prepare our hearts for these end times. Give us dreams, visions, angelic visitations, and make your word become alive to us, in us, and through us. And we thank you for it right now. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to be talking about standing on the promises of God. We're going to be encouraged today in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. You know, this terrible hurricane, and again, we agree right now for healing, restoration, and wholeness to all those who have been affected by the last two hurricanes. I'll just make this comment. There, a certain leader got on TV last night and said that was mocking the fact that geoengineering was used for bring these hurricanes and then begin to curse. Well, that was a confirmation that these hurricanes were geoengineered. Remember, there are those we found out in the last 3.5 years, every time they open their mouth, they're lying, and it's always just the very opposite. So you can be sure that the hurricanes and the drought we're experiencing is a result of demon-possessed people using technology to do this, and therefore we've got to cry out against it, and God can give us the victory. All right. All right, let's be built up today. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. We'll start verse 19. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Do you know who the Son of God is? There it is, Jesus Christ. God has his Son, eternal Son, and it's Jesus Christ. All right. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yea or yes, and nay, and that means no, but in him was yea or yes. Now, lay a hold of this. For all the promises of God. Did you know the Bible's full of promises for you and I as born-again believers to stand upon? That's what the Bible says. It's true. I've experienced it. I'm sure you have if you're a Christian. For all the promises of God in him, that's in Jesus Christ, are yea. That means yes. And in him, amen. You know that means so be it, right? Unto the glory of God by us. Okay. Let me just make this statement. What kind of prayers would you pray if you knew that God would say yes to your prayers? Well, I'd pray great big prayers. Well, did you just hear what I said? God says, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen. So God says yes to the promises of God. So whatever you're praying and believing for, stand on the word of God. In fact, you know all those things we just prayed? Let's proclaim right now, Lord, all these things we just prayed and agreed on a few minutes ago, we're standing on Mark 9:23. You said, "For in whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them." And Father, we're believing, we're receiving everything we cried out to you for in this broadcast. And we say thank you in Jesus' name. You see, God says, I give you promises, and I've already said yes. Now, some promises are conditional. We've looked at that before. So if there's a condition to the promise, meet the condition. But I'm just telling you, God has great promises. In fact, God backs us up again, leading Peter to share in 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning verse 3. According as his divine power, that's the power of God, has given to us, that's you and I, the born-again believers, right? That's you? Notice this, all things that pertain to life and godliness, everything you need to have to prosper and do well and be blessed and to fulfill God's purpose for your life, you've been given that. Okay, let's continue. According as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him, you got to know God, you got to know Jesus. That hath called us to glory and virtue, notice verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceedingly, oh, I love that word, don't you? Exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Praise be to God. So we don't just have promises. God says we have exceeding great and precious promises. Okay, so are you getting some faith built up? You know, sometimes we have taken time and prayed the Ephesians 1, the Ephesians 3 prayer, and the Colossians 1 prayer, and it would never hurt you to pray that every day because you're praying the word and will of God. But we're going to go ahead and pray the Ephesians 3 prayer because we're talking about the promises of God and how great God is. I'll start praying in verse 16, and you can agree with me in Ephesians 3. Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you would grant us, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with might by your Holy Spirit in the inner man, that Christ might dwell in our hearts by faith, that we might be rooted and grounded in love, that we might be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Do you believe that? Thank you, Jesus. But let's not stop here. Now unto him, that's our God, who is able to do, here's that word again, exceedingly, abundantly, above all we ask or think. That's our God. According to the power, notice this, where's that power? That worketh in us, the born again, spirit-filled believer. That's you and I, right? Amen. Unto him, that's God, be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So God says he can do bigger than you can think or ask. Why don't you take God at his word? Why don't you begin to believe God for great things? I am. How about you? We need great things in these last days. You understand that, right? Building up your faith to ask God for great things. Remember that guy who had the demon. Well, let's just go ahead and read the story. It's so good. Mark 9:14. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, greeted him. And he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, who hath a dumb spirit." Okay, that's a demon spirit. A dumb spirit can affect your speech or your hearing or your seeing, for your information. Okay. "And wherever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth." That's just what the devil does. You know that, don't you? "With his teeth, and pineth away. And I spoke to thy disciples, and they could not cast him out, I mean, and that they should cast him out, and they could not. But he answered him and saith, O faithless generation, Jesus is talking, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I endure you? Bring him unto me. And they brought unto him, and when he saw him straightway, the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foamingly. Okay, that's how the devil works. Do you got the parish? He steals, kills, and destroys, and his people that are possessed by him do the same thing. Don't need any other comments there, do we? Okay. Verse 21. And he asked his father, how long ago is it since this came unto him? And he said, from a child. Derek Prince, he's the hero of faith for me as a preacher. Godly man, intellectual, brilliant. The Lord led him into the deliverance ministry, and oh, the powerful deliverances he saw throughout his ministry were powerful. And he found out that most demon problems start in a person by or before the age of six. And you say, well, preacher, that's not fair. That's not right. God wouldn't let the devil mess around with little kids. The devil doesn't play fair. And if you as a parent aren't covering and protecting your children with the blood of Jesus, raising them in the church, placing the whole armor of God securely upon them and your children, of course the devil can attack them. You let them watch Harry Potter and ungodly things on TV and horror movies and let them dabble in the occult and think that the devil can't get a hold of them? How stupid can you be? So most demon problems start in a person before or by the age of six. Wow. Okay. For your information. Okay. Verse 20, and often it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. So he's come to Jesus. Disciples couldn't do it. Now, here's the wonderful truth. In fact, this is not just truth. This is a promise. Here it is. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, here it is, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now, Jesus does not lie. Jesus does not exaggerate. When Jesus says something, you're hearing God talk. You're hearing absolute truth. Let me read it again. Jesus said unto him, he's talking to you and I, if thou canst believe, have faith in Jesus, in the Word of God, all things are possible to him that believeth. Glory be to God in the highest. Well, let's go ahead and finish. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit. You have authority to do that in Christ. Saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, does my heart good, and convulsed him greatly and came out of him, and he was like one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. Praise be to God. But here's the truth. We're talking about standing on the promises of God. Verse 23 is a promise. Jesus says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And let's just turn the page. Mark 10:27, Jesus talking. And Jesus looking upon them saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God. Here it is. For with God all things are possible. Glory be to God in the highest. Does that build your faith up? All things are possible to him that believeth. And with God, all things are promised. That is a promise of God. So, every person who's born again has a measure of faith. Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay, let me make this statement. We just started out in 2 Corinthians 1. All the promises of God in Christ are yes and amen. Okay, if the Bible was not true, or the Word of God, this wouldn't be true. But the Bible is the divinely inspired, inerrant Word of God, perfect in every way. And therefore, the promises of God are true. And if you have faith in Jesus and His Word, and you stand on the promises of God, you will find out they are true. And yes, your prayers will be answered, because God has already said yes. So when you're believing for God for something, find the promise of God that deals with your situation and believe God and see your miracle, see your healing, see your provision, see your deliverance. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Okay. Well, let's just use some examples. Let's just say you're having a difficult task at hand. What's a good promise of God? How about Philippians 4:13? I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That's the truth. Do you believe that? Proclaim that and see the grace of God administered to you to be able to accomplish that task and to do His will. Let me tell you, it works. Thank you, Jesus. How about even in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 40? I'll start verse 28. Hast thou not heard? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Now let this be you, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord, okay, that's a condition. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Oh, glory be to God in the highest. Yes, that works because that's truth. Now, we've already stood on this promise here, in life as a Christian, because, the devil people, you were one of them, but now you're not, and you won't party, you won't do their things, so they're mad at you. Now they talk about you, and they even plan against you. And, of course, the devil hates your guts because he lost you, and you know there are people making plans against you. Here's the promise of God. Isaiah 54:7. Proclaim it. Let's proclaim it together. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we do condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, saith the Lord. I can't tell you how many times I've stood on that, and that's right. But it doesn't say that weapons aren't formed against you, but they're just not going to prosper. In these last days, you need to stand on this. Over the last 3.5 years, and it's been going on for a while, the government has made Christians the enemy. Do you understand that? So, you got an enemy. But no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. You better believe it. You better stand on it. And you need to hear from God. Okay? Let's just say you're experiencing a moral failure. And you're condemned. And you think, oh, I can't believe I did that again. Well, here's the promise of God. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you confess, agree with God, put that under the blood of Jesus, you are forgiven. So don't let people condemn you. Don't let the devil condemn you. If he reminds you of it, just say, yes, I did that, but the blood of Jesus has cleansed me and I'm forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. Do you understand that? Okay. Let's just say you've been diagnosed with a terminal illness. Psalm 118:17, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. And you'll be proclaiming that over once. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. And remember the wonderful promise of God. It's in Isaiah 2 and Matthew. But let's stand on 1 Peter 2:24. The Bible says, who his own self, Jesus Christ, bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We have salvation because he took our sins on himself on the cross. He shed his blood. He gave his life for us. Oh, we love Jesus, right? Okay. Who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. Yes, we live righteous, holy lives, right? By whose stripes, you remember at the whipping post before he went to the cross, ye were healed spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. Jesus' stripes has paid for you to be made whole. His blood and his stripes provide everything you need for time and for eternity. But you need to know that and stand upon it. Sometimes the devil and people get you confused and you're not sure that you really have any kind of future. I love Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, saith the Lord. Thoughts and plans of good and not an evil to give you. And I like the NAS version, a future and a hope. See, God's got plans for you. In these last days, God still has a plan for you. Recognize it, believe him, stand upon the promise. Suppose you're going through an attack from the devil. Well, the most simple verse, and again, the devil attacks all Christians. If he doesn't attack you, it would only be because he owns you. Okay. James 4:7, that's in the Bible, right? New Testament under grace. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he, the devil, will flee from you. Oh, that must mean the devil must attack Christians and we need to resist him, right? Okay. Of course, you know that if you've been saved very long. But how about 1 Peter 5:8? Peter tells us, or God tells us through Peter, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion. Be sure that's true. He's loud. He's noisy. Walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Remember, he always already has the lost people. You know that, right? So what do? Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, settle, strengthen you. Glory be to God. So you have authority over the devil. Do you understand that in Christ? You need to know you have that authority, and you need to exercise it through the power of the Holy Spirit. Are you being encouraged about the promises of God today? Now, we don't have time to go further, but I just want to tell you right now, Jesus is coming very soon. Remember, this election is Donald Trump versus the one world government. You better vote. But the key is, we're out of here soon. If you're not ready to meet Jesus, pray with me right now. Dear God, I see it. I know that I'm a sinner. I believe and understand that Jesus Christ died for my sins and rose again. I repent of all my sins. Lord Jesus Christ, come into my heart. Be my Savior and Lord of my life. I give myself to you completely, both now and forever. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. God bless you. Lord willing, we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org or send an email to Pastor Gary. His email is garyculp@yahoo.com. Please join them again next week as they continue to expound on God's truth in a relevant and practical way.